As we're recording, well, I ask you.
Alright. Oh, yeah.
So, how was your practicing?
Practicing was good.
Was it?
Yep.
I want to just hold it, make sure it's the microphone isn't covered and then it's close to your face. Oh, by the way, this is Sebastian with Josh Rodriguez. It is November 17th, 2008.
Monday.
Alright, so just hold maybe up like it's a mic. Yeah.
So, practice is good. I got a lot of things done. I did a lot of work on... I mean, I got a new Kreutzer, and I worked on the Kreutzer, but I didn't, like focus a lot. I mean, I tried doing a lot of the scale work. Like, I did a lot on focusing on the scale. And I played Kreutzer a couple of times. Yeah, I even did it at the retreat. Mm-hmm. I was practicing some of the Kreutzer, and then Mina came...
Kreutzer to number...
Five. She, Mina came up and so did Sarah, and Sarah was helping me out.
Uh-huh.
They were both helping me out, and it was nice. And
during the all student retreat, mm-hmm, at Canonicus last Tuesday.
Yeah, and then at home I did a lot of the Shreddiek and some Telemann and some of the Kreutzer as well.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And what was particularly good, or what was particularly hard in the practice this week?
The hard thing had to be the Kreutzer.
The Kreutzer.
Yeah, it was hard for me. Like, I felt like I had the notes down, but I just didn't have, like, the rhythm, and, like, it felt really weird. And then I enjoyed the Shreddiek. I always love doing that, anyways. Okay. I like, because I get to make a big sound all the time.
Okay.
Make sure I listen to the tone.
Uh-huh.
And then during the Telemann, I always have fun with that.
Uh-huh.
And I liked it this week because I tried focusing on the phrasing, and I really tried to exaggerate my pianos and then to my fortes.
Okay, cool. And when you got to something hard in Kreutzer, what'd you do? How did you deal with the hard part?
When I did the hard part, I kind of made the mistake of just scratching and erasing. And then after a while...
That to someone who might not know what that is.
That's when I, like, play the note over and over again and, like, not really go through with, like, I just make annoying sound and not really play and try fixing the mistake. I don't get ready and play.
You know? So the idea of erasing where you just sort of do it, make the mistake, try again, make the same mistake, keep going, yeah, ignore it.
Yeah, and I wasn't really like slowing it down or anything, which is probably the mistake that I had. That's why it probably was so hard, because I wasn't trying as much to fix it, but I was trying so hard to like make it sound how like you played it or something when it takes time to play like that. And then...
So without me being there or... Sarah or Mina or someone else to help you, how could you have dealt with some of those hard parts?
Well, I mean, at one point, it was one of the practices that I slowed down and I played the scale to see what the note was.
So
make sure it was in tune. And
which scale was that?
Can I pause it?
No.
Isn't it A flat major?
Excellent. Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't even have to pause it.
Nope. Because I was thinking about it, but then I was kind of thinking about something else at the same time. I thought it was going to be a G major or something like that.
Okay, so A flat major. So you'd play the scale in order to get that, mm-hmm, key in your head,
yeah,
and in your fingers before playing the etude, which is an A flat,
yeah,
major.
It was, okay, it was hard because when I played it without playing the scale, it didn't sound right. And then I played the scale, I was like, oh, the note is that low. So I was playing things a little too sharp.
Okay, so when you would realize you were doing it,
mm-hmm,
you say you had one practice where you actually slowed,
yeah,
it down? And
yeah,
like,
I slowed it down and, like, yeah. It was like, and I instead of just playing in rhythm, I played every note long, you know, just to, like, get the feel of how the note's supposed to sound.
Okay. Cool. And... Well, let's just keep talking about that for one moment. So, I guess along those lines, when you're not, whether you're having one of those days where you're just like sort of erasing and not really practicing it or focusing, do you ever really kind of get into this place where you're kind of zoning out while you're playing or tune out while you're playing?
Yeah, I do that a lot of times. Sometimes,
really?
I just, like, even if I make a mistake, like, I won't try fixing it. It's weird, like, I'll just keep playing it with the same mistake. And I've noticed it, but I zone out and really don't care. It's just like, it's not always the best thing. But it's probably because like, maybe I want to like finish the piece or something.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you're trying to just get to the end.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like in the Crazer, I would mess up so much on the same point, but I wanted to go on to the next part. Like, oh, I want to try this part. It looks cool.
Right.
Like, but, and that's what I would do, and I would go on, and that's probably why I couldn't be able to play.
Right. And, so thinking about this coming week, what tricks or techniques might you use to practice the Kreutzer?
More of a, like, actually trying to fix the spots instead of just forcing myself to go on, which is, like, not always the best thing to do.
Okay.
Like, I just want to, like, maybe sometimes you know you want to, like, oh, come on, I could finish it. Like, let me just go to the spot where you told me you left off. Sometimes that's not the best thing to do. Sometimes you just got to get a couple bars down, and the next day try a couple measures, not bars. And then you put those two measures together, and sooner or later you'll have the whole thing.
Good.
So maybe I could work on that.
So it's taking just small chunks and trying to get one chunk a day, gluing up together.
Yeah.
Cool. Couple other questions that are not about the Kreutzer. Why do you play the viola?
Oh.
let's say, what made you want to play this week?
What made you want to play this week?
Yeah. What made you want to get out the viola and play?
Man, this week I brought out the viola because I wanted to play. I just wanted to hear my instrument. I don't know. It wasn't this week. It wasn't my mother who said, "Oh, go practice." It was just me, and I just wanted to play. You know, it was felt kind of awkward because like my mom would see me, and then I'd be here. She's like, "What are you doing?" And it's like, "You're practicing," like without me telling you, reminding me first. And it kind of felt good at the same time because, you know. And then when I practice, I don't even always like practice what I had to practice. I always just, sometimes I just play whatever I want to play. I think one day I was feeling like very, very down. You know, I didn't feel like I had any comfort or anything, and I just took out my viola and zoned out, like you said, and I was just playing whatever I had in my mind. If I was angry, I was just on the C string, just playing like lots of angry notes.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I think it was Wednesday. I was just in a really bad mood, and I didn't feel like taking my anger on anything or being like having other people see me depressed, so I just played the violin and then the viola. And then when I was playing the viola, I got a smile on my face because I was up playing.
Cool. Was it, so just bad day or stuff going on in life that sort of caused the mood? Or?
Yeah, and life and all that. Like, I don't know, I kind of turned to my viola like for some ease and some calm.
Yeah. That's nice. Nice that you can. And do you feel like you are a good violist, and why or why not?
Let's see here. Good violist? I don't know if I'm. I mean, I know I can play, but I think good depends on how well. It depends on the person, you know. Like it depends on if they think they're good, and I think I'm fine. I think I'm good. I think where I'm supposed to be, and there's always chance to get better. No one's ever like the best, because there's always a way to get better. I mean, if I were to play Twinkle to Little Star, it'll be different from then one of the kids playing Twinkle to Little Star, because they'll feel more emotion playing Twinkle to Little Star. They'll love the song when I'm already like. You know, I like Twinkle to Little Star, but for them it's such a great song and they'll love it and they'll play it good. Yeah. And then me, I'd love the song, but I wouldn't be able to play as good as them because they'll love it. They'll feel the love in the song.
Beautiful.
So anybody could be good.
Yeah. Great. All right. On that note, let's get to a song that you love.
Let's go.
What song is that going to be right now?
Telemann.
Okay.
Telemann.
Telemann. The great Jamaican composer. Telemann.
Did I do that yet?
That was the comment, right?